we didn't have to go anywhere else then.
Yeah. So you were involved in the Battle of the Bulge. I mean, it must have been such a shock when it happened.
Yeah.
Did you experience like the cold and that?
It was just terrible because we weren't equipped as well as they were for cold weather. So I sent home and my wife Matsy sent me my shoes that were part leather and part rubber and sent them over to me. And it was cold, and we didn't see anything in the sky for about 45 days until Christmas time. And when we woke up, there was the sky was clear. And it was full of our planes, mm-hmm. because we couldn't fly, we couldn't pound them, you know, the way we should have been able to do. So then, because we were in the Ardennes forest, and Bud Moisey was with us, Arthur Stufflet, myself, Frank Sabatino, the barber, he was with us. He was in the further back, but nonetheless, we were all subject to that. But our gang, I had all the litter bearers. I was a staff sergeant and had the litter bearers and the first aid men who were first on the field. It was pretty rough going at that time, but very cold. And the fog was right down on top of these huge trees in the Ardennes forest. But then come springtime, I got transferred to Patton with the tanks. And we were the first ones to be over the Remagen Bridge over the Rhine River. And then we went 8 days down through the Rhine River, down cross country, and until we ended up in Dorfen, Germany, and they surrendered. So that was I was down there about a month till we got organized. Then I went to Nuremberg, where they held the trials, and we were at Nuremberg Nuremberg is where they held the trials after the war for the people.